A half hour later, I'm annoyed and snapping at my three cousins who are giving me shit as they're each planting the plant they picked down. 6 inches, I say to Jude. I won't plant it at all if you keep watching over me like I'm a child using a knife for the first time. Jude glances at Ben, and they both roll their eyes. I know you think I just play with dirt all day, but there's actually a reason I do things the way I do. Here? Jude asks, stabbing the soil right next to the one my dad planted 5 minutes ago. Yes, but... ugh, just give it to me. I take the shovel. That's when I finally spot some of the workers from the Perfect Petal, unloading the flowers, while Lottie trails behind them, moving toward the raised garden beds. Oh, not there. I leave my cousins to do what they want with one garden, rushing over to the flowers being put out.
Hey, it's okay, I'm not picky.
Lottie tells me because she doesn't understand how this can all be ruined. If we don't plant them right, some won't make it. I told you to let them pick the plants and I would plant each one, or someone from the Perfect Petal could handle it. Lottie laughs and squeezes my arm.
That's no fun. I want it to be their way of planting something for our future. Every time I look at this garden, I'll remember this day.
She keeps talking, but I'm not listening anymore, because my eyes catch on a brunette figure near the flower carts. My heart seizes. My breath stutters. My stomach sinks. It can't be her. There's no way. I knew her parents had moved back, ran into her mom at the library one day during story time for Wren, but no one told me she was back. Delaney, I say, my voice raw. She looks up and draws back when she sees me.
Hi, Bennett.
She says calmly. Too calmly. As if she's had time to prepare. As if she's had time to brace herself, while all I can think about is how much more beautiful she looks than the last time I saw her, 7 years ago.
Back at the truck, I'm about to get another flat of flowers, but Poppy comes out of Bennett's parents' house dressed for the wedding, interrupting me. How did she get ready so fast? She certainly doesn't look like she just spent an hour loading flowers into the truck.
I'll carry those. Why don't you run home, change, and come back? Lottie would love it if you were here. Can't. I should get back to Leia. Are you okay? You look pale. Poppy steps closer, smiling at whoever is behind me before setting her concerned gaze back on me. Just not used to so much manual labor. I laugh it off, but she only looks behind me again. Hey, B. Poppy gives him a chagrined smile, probably for springing me on him. There goes my heart again, beating so hard I worry it's going to burst out of my chest.
I heard you hired someone without consulting me.
Bennett says with the same clipped tone as before. I'm not sure how I thought he'd react to me reappearing in town on his ranch, but bitterness wasn't on the list. Then again, I could destroy the entire widower crown he proudly wears. Damn it, there goes my bitterness getting out of control again, and it has nothing to do with Bennett. Well, not entirely. It has more to do with my life imploding and landing me here.
Look! Delaney! Poppy pivots, hands on my shoulders, and turns me to him. I try to swallow down the desire that still pools deep in my belly for him. She's back! Bennett's eyes barely meet mine for a second before he sets his gaze on his cousin.
Give us a minute, Poppy.
Poppy's arm slackens, and she eyes me for a second. Am I missing something? I scoff and shake my head, playing off the fact that being this near to him again is affecting me. Nope.
It's just been a long time. I want to catch up.
Oh.
Poppy buys his charm, and she probably still has some hope that we might rekindle the teenage romance we thought would take us down the long road. If she only knew the truth about how twisted our lives have been. But Bennett loves his secrets.
Sure. She turns to me. I meant what I said. Bennett can show you back to the girls' house so you don't even have to go home. Take anything from my closet and come down and enjoy the party.
Thanks, Poppy. I squeeze her hand. For everything.